Yada yada yada. Puari, March, Wednesday, something. Boo. Where was I? I was kind of rambling, wasn't I? And I'm not really... I wouldn't say I've got firm views on this. I'm just kind of thought rambling, really, which makes me sound like I'm more considered about this than I possibly really am. But, yeah, that obviously the safety aspect is something I'm aware of. Yeah. But I don't really know how I'm going to do the transition between getting back to... I mean, clearly, if I'm going to write a book and I'm going to sell it, then I want my name on it. I don't want to use necessarily a pen name unless I have to. I want to be able to say, oh, look, I've written this book. It's got my name on it. Proof. I don't... But at the same time, I can totally see what you mean about having different places. So you have one Twitter for yourself, one Twitter for a more... palatable, work-friendly version, or blogs the same. Blogs work slightly better that way, but you know what? I know I would just spread myself too thin. One would get completely ignored. I can only really be in one place at one time and be me, and I don't think that that would work for me. You know, I blog daily. I put a lot into that blog. If I started having two, the one that was just for me probably wouldn't ever get touched. The one that was the public face probably would more, or vice versa. And I think there's a point where you just end up giving yourself more work for no extra benefit. But yeah, I don't know. It's tricky. And I just want to highlight again what Rob said as well, even from a non-safety point of view, giving the children their own option to manage their own online life is important to me, especially as they're getting to their age now where I feel less comfortable talking about what they're doing because, you know, they are their own people. They're school age, they have their own friendship groups, they have their own lives outside us. It is not up to me to populate the web with loads of funny, cute little stories anymore, where their friends could, you know, quite capable of searching for them, finding them, and making fun of them for it. You know, it's kind of like the whole embarrassment thing of your mother standing there while you're stood there telling your best friend's mother about all the terrible things you did the day before. It's just something really uncomfortable, really humiliating, and I don't want to do that to them. So I don't think I'd be comfortable using their real names on the internet, which is easily searchable. Now, whether the stuff I'm putting out there about them under pseudonyms is still really easily searchable, I don't know. It's kind of morally ambiguous, isn't it? And I don't think there's an easy answer. And I'm still rambling. I'm talking myself in and out of various points as I go. But yes, this is my third boo of the day, and I'm not really being coherent anymore. I'm just rambling. So I think I'll stop it there. But yes, I'll be interesting to listen to other people's viewpoints on that. I've noticed that Northern Bloke and Syzygy also replied to this topic, so I shall go and listen to what they have to say now. I'll leave it there. Have a good day, everybody. I will speak to you again soon. Bye.